Hey guys, I want to thank you so much for joining us for this month's prayer in your digital wellness kit. So for the month of November, we are focusing on relationship resets. That could look like relationships of all kinds. And there are more details about this month's kit within the collective. So if you have any other questions about that, then please follow the links outside of this portion of the digital wellness kit. Now, you guys know if you have been with me, praying with me for any length of time, I like to walk around as I pray. I just feel more connected to the Holy Spirit that way. So, I am holding my handheld mic for this month's prayer. So y'all just bear with me per usual, and we are going to seek the face of the Holy Spirit. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, I thank you and I praise you, Lord God, for an opportunity to come before your throne of grace, Lord God. God, we don't take it lightly, Father God, that we have the privilege and the access to step before you, Father God, and to ask you to minister to us, Lord God, to ask you, Father God, to fill us up, Lord God. God, so we thank you and we praise you for the privilege, Lord God, for the access, Father God, for the gift of being called your daughters in this kingdom, Father. God, I thank you, Lord. I thank you for everything that you have done for us, even on this day, Father. I thank you for the relationships that we get to participate in, Lord God. God, for those of us that are single, that are blessed to know our parents, Father God, blessed to still have our parents with us, Lord God. For those of us that are married and blessed to be called a wife, Lord God. For those of us that have children that are blessed to be called mothers, Father God. For those of us that have nieces and nephews, Father, and are blessed to be called aunts, Lord God. We just thank you for these privileges, Lord God. God, I thank you even for the professional positions that we are in, Lord. God, those professional titles and those professional relationships that we have, Father God, whether those be people that we work with, Lord God, or even people that, you know, we have a distant relationship with as managers and district managers, Lord God. God, help us to realize on today that those are privileges, Father God. I thank you and I praise you for the privilege, Lord God, of being in this role, Father. God, if we just take a moment, Lord God, we just thank you and we praise you, Father. Even as these relationships may be chaotic, Father God, even if we find them in broken states on today, Lord God, we don't want to take it lightly, Father God. We recognize that this is a privilege, Father God. God, that there are some people that do not have the gift and the privilege of standing in these positions that we hold, Father God. God, so first and foremost, I want to ask you to forgive us for the times that we have taken these relationships for granted, God. Forgive us for the times when we were too annoyed, Father God, to pay attention to what was happening in the relationships that you've given us, Father God. The relationships that we prayed for, Lord God. The children that we prayed for, Lord God. The spouses that we prayed for, Lord God. The jobs that we prayed for, Father God. Forgive us, Lord. Forgive us, God. Forgive us, Lord. Forgive us, God. Forgive us, forgive us, forgive us, Father. Forgive us for taking it for granted, Lord God. Forgive us for the times that we have spoken evil out of our mouths, Lord God. Forgive us, Lord, for the times that we have said not so nice things about these relationships in our lives, Father God. God, we lay ourselves before you, Father, asking for you to prick our hearts, Lord God, asking for your Holy Spirit to convict us, Lord. God, put your finger on that thing, Father, so that we may be precise in the name of Jesus. Lord, 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 we want to be precise, Father God. We want these prayers to hit the bullseye, Father God. And God, so we know that we have to lay ourselves on the examination table, Father, and be ministered to by you, Father God. God, so first we confess. We confess, Father God, for the times that we have been evil, we have done wrong, we have lied, we have brought chaotic behavior to these relationships, God. Forgive us, Lord God. Forgive us, Father God. Forgive us, Lord God. Forgive us, Father God, for functioning outside of our roles, Lord God, outside of how you called us to be present in these relationships, God. God, some of us responded this way as a result of hurt, Father God. God, you said that you see the hurt, Lord. You see our tears, Father God. You care about even the small things. You've collected our tears, Father God. Each and every tear in buckets, God. God, so on today, Father God, we lift up to you, God, those that are hurting, Lord. Those that are experiencing broken relationships between mothers and daughters, mothers and sons, Lord God, daughters and fathers, Lord, spouses, Father God, best friends, Lord God, siblings, Father God, any broken relationship where it feels like, God, I'm hurting and no one sees this, God. God, I feel like maybe I shouldn't feel this way. Maybe this relationship, I shouldn't have this much emotion surrounding the relationship, but I do, God. God, we lay before you honest, Father, asking you, Lord God, to just take the hurt, God. Be present with us in the hurt, Lord, as we surrender it to you, Father God. God, as we turn over the hurt to you, Lord God. God, as we allow you to be God. God, you are calling us to open up our hands and release it. So that's what we do on today, Father God. We release the hurt, God. No matter how much it does bother us, God. God, some of us feel like our hearts will never be repaired, Father God. With this hurt that is so deep, God, with these wounds that go way back to childhood, Father God. God, so I pray, Father God, for your grace and mercy. I pray for your grace and your mercy, God. God, for those of us that are struggling to forgive, for those of us that don't have a picture of what it looks like to release the hurt, what it looks like to forgive, God. God, I pray, Father, that you would show us what it means to forgive for us, Lord God. I pray that you would heal us, Lord God. I pray that you would set our mind free from demonic attacks where the enemy wants to keep bringing up the hurt, bringing up the pain, bringing up the things that the people did, bringing up what we may have done to damage the relationship, God. God, I pray that you would give us a clean slate in these relationships, Father God. I thank you and I praise you, Lord, for your power even now, Father God, for you working even now, Lord God. God, I rebuke any demonic activities that are attacking anyone's mind under the sound of my voice in the name of Jesus. We break, bind up, and cast out any demonic force in the name of Jesus. Freedom and peace is possible in these relationships. I thank you, Lord God, that you have designated us to be peacemakers, Father God. God, so I pray, Father, that we do our parts to keep the peace, Lord God. I come against it in the name of Jesus. Every demonic assignment even trying to rise up now, even now, even now, even now, even now. Satan, I rebuke you in the mighty name of Jesus. It is possible. It is possible. It is possible to live free. It is possible to live happy. It is possible to recover. The relationships can recover. God, I thank you for the privilege of even considering a relationship reset, Father God. God, I pray for the woman listening to this message, Lord God, listening to this prayer, Father God. I pray that you would infiltrate her heart in ways that she is not even aware of, Lord God. Uproot that thing that is keeping her stuck, Father God. I pray that you would then impart your love, God, your wisdom, God, your kindness, Father God, so that she has peace, Lord. God, I pray that she would do what is necessary, Father God, to heal in the name of Jesus. I thank you for her being a part of this community, I thank you for her being a part of this prayer, Lord God. And God, I pray, Father God, that your Holy Spirit would rest, rule, and abide, Father God, in this space even now, Father, in this time even now, Lord God. And God, as she is preparing for her day or bed or to go out with friends, Lord God, I pray that you would cover and keep her mind, Lord. God, I pray that she would not forget what you have spoken to her during this prayer, Father God, what you have ministered to her in her quiet time, Father God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you and I praise you, Father God. I thank you, Lord Jesus, because you are holy, God. I thank you, Lord, that we shall see the physical manifestation of these prayers in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God. I bless your name for testimonies even within this community in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that you are giving her insight as to what she is called to do with this relationship that she's concerned about, God. I thank you and I praise you that you have the solution, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. 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 I pray that you will keep this prayer in your heart, that you will replay this prayer as often as you need to, and that you will actually put into practice the pieces of the digital wellness kit so that you can start to heal. I love you, bae. God bless you.